Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. After the killing of a 40-year-old man in Spandau, the police have identified four suspects. According to a joint statement by the police and the public prosecutor's office, several officers executed arrest warrants against the 16-year-old son and a 17-year-old on Saturday morning, and both are accused of jointly committing premeditated murder. The police identified two more suspects, aged 14, also a child of the deceased, and 15. Reportedly, the other two juveniles are friends of the siblings. The police statement pointed out that the, quote, legal conditions for issuing an arrest warrant were not met for the 14-year-old and 15-year-old suspects due to their age, unquote. The suspects allegedly lured their victim to the crime scene on Tuesday under false pretenses and shot him dead on the street, and the motives remained unclear on Saturday. Hertha BSC is relegating down from the Bundesliga. On the penultimate match day, the Berliners only drew 1-1 against Bochum. With 26 points, the club is last in the table before the 34th match day next weekend and has no longer the possibility to move up from the bottom two places. As a consequence, Hertha BSC will play in the second Bundesliga again in the coming season for the first time since 2012-2013. The new Justice Senator Feylor Badenberg, more on her in our last part of the new Senate series, is considering tougher measures in response to the climate activists of the last generation, who have been blocking numerous main roads with their actions. Badenberg stated that it is necessary to exhaust all legal options, including determining whether the group can be classified as a criminal organization. Badenberg highlighted that the activities of the climate demonstrators significantly impact the lives and daily routines of people in Berlin, sometimes even posing a danger. However, the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office has not seen any evidence to support this classification thus far. In contrast, investigations are already underway in neighboring Brandenburg against the climate group on suspicion of forming a criminal organization. The State Prosecutor's Office in Neuruppin is looking into attacks by activists on facilities of the PCK Schwedt refinery since April of 2022. The Potsdam Regional Court recently saw initial evidence suggesting that the last generation could be a criminal organization. In response to this, Badenberg has instructed the lawyers in her administration to examine the Potsdam Court decision. This step is considered unusual and could have consequences for the investigating authorities. From a legal perspective, the Justice Administration has the ability to issue instructions to the Public Prosecutor's Office, but such a move would be politically highly sensitive. Previous Justice Senators have been careful to avoid any appearance of political interference with the judiciary. Therefore, Badenberg emphasizes the independence of the judiciary as a cornerstone of democracy in her written statement, stating that the right to prosecute lies with the public prosecutor's office, and only the courts have the power to deliver judgments. Sebastian Schlüsselberg, the legal policy spokesman for the left in the Berlin House of Representatives, reacted with concern about the situation, and he expressed trust in the impartial work of the public prosecutor's office and the courts in handling the protests of the last generation professionally. And he pointed out that it has been a consensus among political parties that there should be no political reviews or instructions to the public prosecutor's office. And he warned that the Justice Senator's elaborate statements create the impression that she is under political pressure, which should not happen. The last generation has been drawing attention to the consequences of climate change through sit-in blockades since 2022. In recent weeks, the climate activists have intensified their protests on the streets of Berlin, requiring the regular deployment of hundreds of police officers to dissolve the blockades. Today, Feylor Badenberg concludes our series on the new Berlin government. She is the senator in charge of justice and consumer protection and is not a member of a party, but was nominated by the CDU. She is 47 years old and has an extensive background in law enforcement and counterterrorism. She previously served as the vice president of the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution and was the first woman to be appointed to the agency's management team. Her responsibilities include leading the top state authority for legal policy, penal enforcement, and legal administration. And in addition to upscaling the judiciary system, Badenberg is also responsible for digitizing the judiciary and ensuring that court proceedings are streamlined. She has a law degree from the University of Cologne and holds a PhD. She was born in Iran and came to Germany as a 12-year-old, is married, and has a son. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.